T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And this is a great way to save money and still save for college, despite Bidenflation. Such a great deal, in fact, that I have taken advantage of it for all three of my children. Joining me to talk about this great way to save for college is State Treasurer Curtis Loftus. Good morning, Curtis.
Hey, Tara. How are you?
I'm doing good. Tell us what we need to know.
Well, you know, it's funny. You mentioned that you have your three kids in there. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing radio interviews now for 12 years. And virtually every radio host has their kids in the program. So I don't know if anybody else is listening, but the hosts are.
Well, yeah, once you start hearing about what a great deal this investment plan is, you can't help but do it. And I love the idea of just squirreling money away, 50 bucks here, 20 bucks there. And, you know, now that the kids are in that weird tween stage, where it's so hard to shop for them. And they have everything they need, really, which is electronics.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, Christmas, birthdays, I'm always having family members go, what do I get them? I just don't know. And I don't know either. So I'm like, hey, just, you know, make a donation to, you know, to the account for college. And it's so easy to do. I mean, so I scoop money up right and left for college.
That's great. Future Scholar, of course, is the South Carolina program that we enact the federal and state laws that allow people in South Carolina to save for college in a tax-advantaged way. It works kind of like an IRA. You sign up and you can contribute money that day, or you don't have to. We've made the sign-up process very easy. It's futurescholar.com. You just go to futurescholar.com. It takes you less than 30 minutes. And like I said, you can put money in that day or not. There are no fees. There are no initial payments or anything like that. But then when you contribute money to the account, whether it's you or your grandmother or your best friend, if they contribute to that account, they get a state tax deduction on their income taxes. Then the money grows, much like an IRA, state and federal tax-free. And when you pull it out for educational expenses, that, again, is tax-free. And they've made it so flexible that now not just college, not just two-year, four-year schools, grad school, med school, all of that, but you can also do K-12 in private schools. That's, you know, secular private schools, Christian private schools, whatever. Those are now covered. So it's a great way to save for education.
So what you're saying is grandparents, friends, as birthday gift can, like, actually help pay for the private school tuition.
Yes, we find that a lot. And they get a tax deduction. I'm old, fat, and grumpy, and I am not going to Walmart to buy a present for anybody, right? I will send them a check. And if you think about it, I'm not buying gas, and I'm not paying sales tax on that present that the kid probably doesn't need. I can sit at home in the luxury of my own home. I can either use the electronic button on the website, or I can just write a check. Either way, the money goes into their account. I get the contribution, and when they redeem that, say, in 10 or 15 or however many years it is, it's going to be a whole lot more than $100 or $50, whatever you give. And we find people doing that constantly. It really is the old, it takes a village. Well, it's a small village. It's your closest friends and family. But everybody likes to write a check to a Future Scholar account.
So how can people get started, Curtis Loftus?
FutureScholar.com, FutureScholar.com. When we built the site, I made clear, I said, it's got to be idiot-proof, and I'm that idiot because I'm the king of the Luddites. I don't like technology, so I use it because I have to. And if I can do it, anybody can do it. And if by chance you get hung up, there's an 800 number. You can call them. That phone is answered in the States here. You'll understand what they're saying, and and the people are very well trained. And I always say this, the last thing, if you can't get it, call me. I'll come to your house. We want you to have this great benefit, and because you can use it not just at accredited K-12 private schools and, you know, colleges of all sorts here in South Carolina, but in the other 50 states and about 600 around the world.
It's fantastic, Curtis Loftus. So people need to get started today. Give us the website again. What is this? Where do they go?
It's futurescholar.com, futurescholar.com.
And again, that's specific to South Carolina. But
that's
you
right.
can
well, you can join the plan.
The
you
money.
Can be
yeah.
in a different state.
Yeah. So in other words, if grandma lives in Kansas, she could still join the South Carolina one for a child or a young person who is here in South Carolina.
That's right.
Okay. Fantastic. Once again, helping WRD listeners save money. Curtis Loft, just want to ask you, since I've got you, you're the state treasurer, what do you make of all this economic news that's coming out right now? I mean, the Fed raising rates, everything that's going on, it's kind of frightening. I mean, just the announcement just yesterday, oh, hey, we might need to lose at least 1 million jobs, could be up till four times that to get a handle on inflation. And, of course, that'd be done through the Fed with raising rates. Could you just give us your off-the-cuff take on all this?
Yes, I'm a bear in a situation like this. I've been worried about the economy for years now, and it's completely artificial. And, you know, in this job, because I have all of y'all's money, like
yeah.
last night we had almost $40 billion invested just the Treasurer's office, right? So we have access to the biggest investment houses and banks in the world. They come through here. They're always talking to us. I ask them questions that they don't want to hear, and they don't know how to answer them. I mean, if I ask about inflation, they hardly ever say too many dollars chasing too few goods.
Yeah.
They blame it on the Russia-Ukraine thing. They blame it on supply lines, all these things. And then I'll finally get around. I say, well, what about this? What about the $6 trillion plus that we've borrowed? What does that mean? Because this is not a real economy. It's a made-up economy. And they just look at you. And I've become pretty good friends with a lot of them because it's been 12 years now. And when you talk to them offline and when staff leaves the room, they're all worried. Nobody knows what's happening. I'm very worried about this winter. This whole European energy problem could be a contagion that sets off a storm that we haven't seen maybe in our lifetimes. So when I talk to people, I say the same thing I say around the summer, Sunday lunch table. Save your nickels and dimes. Stock market's down, so it's not a bad time to invest long-term in the stock market. You don't want to put money in today and want to get it out next year.
Right.
But it's not a bad time to buy. If you got an extra RV or a boat you don't really need, get rid of it. You got an extra house or rental house, get rid of it. Because in the future, our standard of living may be very different. It's already changed so much. You know, when I was born, one family household, one parent working, that's all it took, and you have a nice lifestyle. Now it's two families, and maybe one of the people even have a second job. So, you know, it's all changed so much. We don't notice it because it's little. And I don't want to be, you know, Chicken Little.
Right.
But just think about your life. Make sure you're ready for something you've never experienced. If you got some little bills, you can go ahead and pay them off. Get rid of them. Get them out of sight, you know. Check your interest rates on your credit cards and things. Make sure you're not paying too much. Now's a good time to do a personal inventory because I don't think anybody has any idea where we're going to be next March or April or May.
You said something interesting, and I talked about it yesterday on the Battleground podcast, Curtis Loftus. This bizarre sort of, I mean, just watching CEOs go on television and say we're not in a recession. I'm like, you've just beclowned yourself. How are you running a country, like, you know, a company and saying that? And you've got major investment houses, like the heads of those, and they're all repeating the Democrat line. And you're saying they're doing it to you too. And then when the staff goes out of the room and you're talking off the cuff, they're actually really worried. That tells me, and this is what I was talking about, that the capture by the left of not just things like the FBI, that are Justice Department, all our federal agencies, it extends to Wall Street. There is fear of speaking the truth. What are they so afraid of? Why are they so afraid to say, hey, we printed too much money. We have inflation because we keep printing. We need to stop. This is what caused it. What are they afraid of? How does the left have this power over that?
I have been studying this for 5 years.
Yeah.
And when it comes, and there are different forces at play. You got the really smart people at the top
mm-hmm.
who crave power and money. And
yeah.
for most of them, it's power, not the money. Then you got a lot of people who are naive and simple. And you have some that are just stupid. And they'll believe anything they're told, and they do it. They go to college, they get 4 years or something, and they believe it. Well, we are given speech and behavior codes repeatedly by the left. They take different forms, diversity, equity, inclusion. That's a speech and behavior code. It is shocking how it is taken off. They teach you at Carolina and Clemson and other places, they teach you how to apologize. Not, I'm sorry for offending you, but exactly how to apologize and the words to use. I mean, we have speech and behavior codes. Well, the left's political manifesto has been turned into investment policies, and they're called ESG, environmental, social, and governance. And these banks who can be boycotted tomorrow if they run afoul of the left. The blue state pension plans, the blue state treasuries, and the all the unions and the university foundations have a multi-trillion-dollar blackmail operation. It goes on every single day. It's called ESG, but other things as well. Like the Visa, when Visa just started taking more information about gun purchases,
yeah.
That's because the union and the blue state pension plans were proxying them, the proxy votes. They were forcing them to do this. So they used the ISO to do it. But, you know, at the end of the day, it was the multi-trillion-dollar boycott of these big pension plans. Now, the right won't do anything back. I fight this every day of my life. I look at the people on the right and say, when are we going to stand up?
I know.
And they just don't. And the Treasurer's Office is. We're doing all sorts of things. A lot of them we don't put out. And I'm going to have to put them out at some point because somebody will say I'm not being transparent. But the reason I haven't been doing it is because I'm just trying to avoid the incoming. Because every time I do something like put out a press release about ESG, we get extensive Freedom of Information Act requests from heavily funded far left-wing groups. I mean, they want to know everything you've ever done in your entire life. I mean, we could spend the rest of our life just answering these FOIAs. And all it is the way they keep us in line.
So, in other words, you're saying basically you get FOIA'd to death by these leftist groups if you just question ESGs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I belong to a small group of treasurers, and we all sent out some letters about this stuff. I can't tell you. It was about fossil fuel. The keywords they wanted, fossil fuel, gas, petroleum, lubricants. I mean, any type of conversation that's ever gone on. Well, that, you know, we could be talking about fossil fuels, about, you know, a new business coming to Greenville, let's say, in 2012. Well, we got to send that too, right? So the left is a decade or maybe longer ahead of us in organization. And if we don't wake up, our country is declining so rapidly that I don't know what's going to happen. Let me finish with one last thing because I'm stumbling around here a little bit. I spent about 3 hours on the Medical University of South Carolina's website looking at their diversity stuff. If you want to understand what's going on, go to that website and look up their diversity stuff. And you're going to have to look up a lot of words, because when you see diversity, you know, diversity doesn't mean you include people of other races. It means you include people of a particular worldview that happen to have other races. Or maybe not. That's why Clarence Thomas is not considered black, but you know, some radical left-wing Black Lives Matter is. So you look at these, and to be a doctor in America now, to get your license and go through residency, you effectively are given speech and behavior codes. It starts with the accreditation agencies, which are all in league with universities, then goes down to university leagues. You have to be an ally if you want to be a resident. It's in the accreditation papers. And to be an ally means that you have to join a group of an oppressed group, LGBTQ group or Black Lives Matter or something like that. You have to donate to the cause, pay your dues. You have to show up to the meetings and show up to the events. To be an ally, you have to be in the streets.
To be a doctor.
This is in the documents. And nobody cares. Doctors over 40 don't care. They say, we don't believe in all that stuff. What's it to us? But now that I know, and I sat there and read that, and I said a prayer to myself, how can I look at this and be reasonable? I wouldn't let a doctor under the age of 35 touch me, because I have seen what they have to do to become a doctor in this country.
Wow.
And I'm not going to – it's just crazy. University of South Carolina, I deal with them every day. They have more in common with Karl Marx than they do Thomas Jefferson. and yet we can't shovel enough money and can't send all our kids there. We are in a world of hurt. I would have never thought I would believe these things, but in the last 5 years, I have spent thousands of hours studying this thing, getting source documents, slipping into meetings in other countries and other states that I'm not supposed to be in, going to conferences I'm not supposed to be, going to Extinction Rebellion riots in London, and going and talking to the head people about these things. You find out and you realize we don't control anything. We don't control, conservatives don't control South Carolina's government.
And they're not even.
We've got to start.
That's incredible. We're going to have you back on, Curtis Loftus, to talk more about this. I appreciate you joining us. We've gone way over. Curtis Loftus, South Carolina State Treasurer, thank you so much for joining us today on 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
mRNA, key component of the COVID vaccine, does not spread in the body beyond the injection site. It dies off a couple hours later. So it's not really scary to have RNA injected into your body. It's totally normal. It's so normal, we don't even need to test it. We can just go ahead and mass vaccinate. But we've never done this before. Yeah, it'll be okay. Well, wait, I got a question. You're canceled. But I mean, that could really change. You're canceled. But I'm a world famous virologist from Oxford. Shut up. Anybody who said mRNA lingered in the body, traveled, gathered in the cells, including the reproductive organs, anyone who contradicted what turns out to have been a lie by our FDA and CDC was canceled. And we now know how. We've actually got the emails back and forth between Anthony Fauci personally and Mark Zuckerberg. For some reason, they didn't want you to know the truth. mRNA is not die off at a couple hours after injection and confine itself to the injection site. No, no, no. No, it takes on a life of its own in your body. If you said that over the last 2 years, you get canceled. You could not say it on Twitter. They'd wreck you on Facebook. Now it turns out it doesn't go away. Weird. Weird. Like all the people who got censored. Folks, we are getting to the point. If people are censored and fact-checked and concluded to be conspiracy theorists, you better darn well listen to what they're saying because they're right. See this? New study. I wonder when they'll be canceled. The American Medical Association, Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA, is very famous. Not a conspiracy site, not at all. Not only does mRNA not go away after a few hours. Not only does it not confine itself to the injection site, it goes everywhere. Right into your breast milk. And back out when you feed the baby. What's that do to the baby? Nobody knows. Totally unknown. Hope it's okay. Maybe it's not. Those who have stipulated this from the beginning, including Dr. Robert Malone, it was part of a group of people who invented said mRNA vaccine and warned about it and begged people not to take it. Said, yeah, that man, that's going to build up in the cells. It's going to build up in the reproductive organs. It's going to build up in your brain. It's going to cause problems. Might have clotting. Could be bad. Don't take it. He was silenced. It got so bad, they wouldn't let him list his resume on LinkedIn. He got canceled. I think they allowed him to come back, and then they canceled him again. I don't know what the status of that is. That's how far they went to shut him up for saying what? mRNA travels. It replicates. It takes life on takes on a life of its own, and now they're funding it in breast milk. And it goes to the babies. Cool. I hope it's safe. But we would know that before we gave it to... No, hell no, we wouldn't. I can't wait for Friday. I can't wait for Friday. There's a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit that the CDC just lost. Remember when CDC said that there is no side effects from this vaccine except the 31,000 dead in VAERS, but they don't even really count. But we're going to investigate every one of those cases starting now, except they didn't. For the first time, they didn't. So they lied about that. Yeah, well, they've been sued under FOIA for all of the adverse reactions, up and including to death, that people reported on the app because they've refused to make them public. Judge says, no, can't do that. Got to turn them over on Friday. Oh, I can't wait to see what they're hiding. It's going to be good. Folks, this is going to be one of the biggest, probably the biggest medical scandal of all times. And it's going to take one FOIA lawsuit at a time to find out what we really did with this shot. Who knew? And the part that's going to shock you the most, when they knew. You're going to find it's right up front and they gave it to you anyway. The only thing we don't know, why? Why did they do it? Why did they cancel everyone who tried to warn people about what turned out to be the truth? What was the purpose of this thing? This story's just starting. It's just starting. And we're going to get a major installment on Friday. Somebody in three places blew up the Nord pipelines, causing a massive, it was a terror attack, and it's causing a massive environmental disaster. Who might have done that? Don't know. But Biden sure knew it was coming. Here's Biden back in February about what would happen if Russia invaded Ukraine. Keep in mind, we have no strategic interest in Ukraine of any kind. That hasn't stopped the lunatic left from trying to get into a nuclear war with Putin. They want it. I've documented that exhaustively, and they've played a game. They desperately wanted the invasion of Ukraine, which is why Biden greenlighted it. If you want to go back in the Battleground podcast and listen to the podcast during that era, it started in November of last year when Joe Biden in December personally went to Congress to lobby against, not for, against sanctions on the Nord 2 if Putin invaded. Wait, against? Against. Wait, to send the signal to Putin to invade? Uh-huh. For 20 years, going back to George W. Bush, when he was in office, Democrats and Republicans have voted together in the majority to put sanctions on the Nord pipeline should Putin decide to invade. Joe Biden's the first president ever to lobby against those. Obama didn't do it. Bush didn't do it. Trump didn't do it. They all supported them. Not Obama, not Biden, though. He desperately wanted the invasion. Why? Because they were getting ready to kneecap American energy and cause grotesque levels of inflation and financial pain, and they needed a scapegoat. They needed Putin to invade. It got so ridiculous that at one point, Biden was saying that if it was a small invasion, it'd be okay. People were flipping out. Why? He was green-lighting it. They needed the scapegoat for the pain they've caused. Ditto for European officials. Okay, so then Putin invades. Let me catch you up. For those saying, well, you know, it's probably Putin blew up his own pipeline. I'll tell you why they're saying that. I mean, it's a lie. Putin didn't blow up his own pipeline. So Biden greenlights the invasion, assures Vladimir Putin it'll be fine. Please go ahead and invade. We need some cover for our disastrous environmental regs. Because if Americans knew it was us causing the pain and how much pain we're causing, why, they'd flip out. If they realized before it was too late, this is the way we intend for them to live, not the result of some silly foreign war that we ourselves caused, by the way, in Ukraine, not Putin. It would be a problem. So Here's Joe Biden back in February after he's greenlighted the invasion of Ukraine and lobbied to protect Putin from sanctions. Then he flips the script and says this. You listen to this, you tell me who you think blew up the Nord.
If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
But how will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
That's a terror attack on a nuclear-armed country. That's an act of war. It's an act of war. Now, it's weird, because you remember what happened last week? I mean, the timing of this. Keep in mind, I mean, as far as intel capabilities, Chinese and Russia, they know what we're doing. We know what they're doing. We have the best capabilities on Earth. Russia in particular. And just so happened, just last week, the most stringent, virulent, over-the-top nuclear threats ever issued by Russia, as Russia or the Soviet Union were issued. Not even during the Cold War was anything said like this, where Putin was promising nuclear retaliation. Last week, it's almost as if he knew we were up to something. It was weird. Here's Victoria Nuland, who has handled Ukraine and Russia for the State Department, echoing Joe Biden back in February.
With regard to Nord Stream 2, I want to be clear with you today. If Russia invades Ukraine, one way or another, Nord Stream 2 will not move forward.
Mm-hmm. Weird. Now, if you were going to retaliate, right, because you just care so much about the people of Ukraine, why would you wait till just before the midterms? I mean, wouldn't you do it in, like, I don't know, March? They didn't, did they? Which tells you this has nothing to do with Russia. Now, this was clearly an act of industrial terrorism that was deliberate. And look, we've got a whole host of European leaders saying this is not an act of nature. This is the only question is who did this. There are no other questions about that. Somebody blew up the pipeline. Here's Tucker Carlson last night explaining why.
What just happened to the Nord Stream pipelines is as close to the apocalypse as we have ever come. So the question is, how did this happen? And it turns out it was not an accident. At the very same time that leaks in these pipelines were detected, Swedish officials recorded two powerful undersea explosions, each one of which was equivalent to hundreds of pounds of TNT. Nothing in nature can account for that. Almost immediately, the pipelines began leaking in three separate places. So there's only one explanation for what happened. This was an act of industrial terrorism.
Tucker Carlson is not alone in that, not by a long shot. Swedish seismologist who discovered the underwater explosions on Monday made it clear these were not natural explosions. Danish Prime Minister labeled the three distinct breaches of the Nord Stream 1 and 2 as deliberate acts, saying it's hard to imagine it's accidental. Ursula von der Leyen, the head of the European Commission, said the Nord Stream pipeline system breaches were the result of, quote, sabotage. What's going on, folks? What's going on? Poland's former defense minister also thanked the U.S. for the strike. Weird. So they send the defense minister out to thank us, the U.S., for the strike. Of course we did it. Poland's prime minister blamed Russia for targeting its own pipelines. Uh-huh. Sure. Right. Right. So what's going on here? Now, I have some more on that coming up. By the way, I'm going to do the battleground on this today. This is going to be an epic edition of the battleground. I simply can't get it all into the show. So this is going to be one of those days that it will be great to listen to the battleground because it is going to blow your mind. You can always get that by texting keyword battleground to the text line and we'll send you a link. Now, that's battleground to 71307. Please share with like-minded people who you think could find it interesting. despite the U.S. being thanked for the terror attack on the Nord 2, excuse me, I had a coughing fit there. Our media here is taking the deep state line, pretending that Putin blew up his own pipeline. Look, do you remember right after Ukraine, it freaked me out at the time, still freaks me out. I think it freaks Tucker Carlson out too, you know, given where he went with this last night. Do you remember right after Ukraine invaded and on a loop, in an almost freakish manner, from Fox News, I played you a lot of it, to CNN, to MSNBC, they were repeating as if fact that the Russians were going to attack either our power grid or our internet delivery system or both. It was fact. I mean, you couldn't dispute it. And they would do this. They would run that report most days, usually something like 1 out of 4 to 1 out of 6 segments. That was very scary. And I mean, why they felt this way. And it never happened. It never happened. So here we are. And somebody has attacked the Nord. It means somebody attacked a nuclear armed country, probably the foremost threat on Earth in terms of nuclear war and just war. And Poland's former defense minister went so far as to thank the U.S. for the strike. Interesting. Here's what else is interesting. Congress, Tucker Carlson pointed out, is preparing another massive multi-billion-dollar funding bill that deals with radiological fallout. It's almost as if they expect to be nuked or expect Ukraine to be nuked.
If they did this, this will be one of the craziest, most destructive things any American administration has ever done. And no one in Congress is trying to stop any of it. They're just preparing for the inevitable fallout. Tonight, the Senate just advanced a spending bill with $35 million for the Department of Energy to, quote, prepare for and respond to potential nuclear and radiological incidents in Ukraine. What? The spending bill also brings the total U.S. expenditure on Ukraine, the war, but also funding its government and energy for Ukraine, to $67 billion on the eve of what could be a massive economic disruption here to our economy. $67 billion. How much is that?
Okay. If we did this, this is an absolute act of war. And Russia's already told us what they're going to do in response. I'm not predicting anything. I'm just saying this is a really scary situation. What might Russia do in retaliation? Well, the FBI already told us on a loop. Well, we fully expected them to be shutting down the internet and the grid conveniently ahead of midterms, of course. And that's exactly where Tucker Carlson went, which tells me he's been paying attention.
What will be the effect of this? Every action has a reaction, equal and opposite. Blow up the Nord Stream pipelines? Okay, we've entered a new phase, one in which the United States is directly at war with the largest nuclear power in the world. Doesn't mean it'll go nuclear immediately, but it does suggest there could be consequences. If we actually blew up the Nord Stream pipelines, why wouldn't Russia sever undersea internet cables? What would happen if they did that? What would happen if banks in London couldn't communicate with banks in New York? Just that one piece of it, leaving aside its potential effects on our power grid. But let's just say the banks couldn't communicate with each other for one day. What would the economic effect of that be? Oh, it would cascade downward into your house. We could have an actual collapse. We could wind up very quickly in third world conditions. Those are the stakes. Have the people behind this, the geniuses like Torian Newland, considered the effects? Maybe they have. Maybe that was the point.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.